Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। मैं लास्ट वीक एपिसोड अपलोड नहीं कर पाया, थोड़ा सा वर्कलोड ज़्यादा हो गया था, थोड़ा सा स्ट्रेस ज़्यादा हो गया था काम वाम का, यू नो, सो आई जस्ट वांटेड टू लाइक टेक अ ब्रेक फॉर, बट वो मैं ले नहीं पाया, बात अलग है, बट देन सो जस्ट टुक अ ब्रेक। सो देन हियर आई एम टुडे विद अनदर एपिसोड। दिस वन इज़ वेरी डीप, यू नो, इट्स अ वेरी डीप कन्वर्सेशन दैट आई हैड विद शिखा। आई बीन फॉलोइंग शिखा ऑन Instagram for about year and a half, 2 years now, and her Instagram, her social media, specifically Instagram, is much to do about, you know, daily life. She's not the one who will be posting, you know, memes from somewhere to some to on her story, and you know, she's one of those few content creators who have a personal connect with the audience. She's the one who will always reply to DMs. She's the one who will always, you know, take up all those AMA, ask me anything questions, and put them on the story. And also write there, in case she's getting delayed in answering, she would mention all of them that, guys, I've got your DMs. I will revert to you in some time because I'm occupied now for so and so reasons, right? She, of course, has an audience. The audience has a personal connect with her. And her stories, like I said, is not about, you know, just me, myself. It's more to do with daily life, her opinions, her thoughts on a lot of things. Her Instagram handle also talks a lot about the kind of content that she creates. So the Instagram handle says Trippy Travel Muse. That's the handle. So I thought that rather than Instagram telling me her story, let me invite her on the show and chronicle her journey, chronicle her stories. And I must tell you, this has been one of those conversations which have motivated me also. All right, so not that every conversation is not motivating, every guest that I host on this show has been some way or the other motivating me, and you know, this story connects with me. So for with Shikha as well, the conversation that we had, it started from her journey, then, you know, social media, then cooking, then reading, then parenting, and then we went on to social media, and then what to do, what not to do, then building an audience on social media, and you know, daily life, everything. We talk a lot about everything. This is the first episode. So in today's episode, we see Shikha's journey, how she started from where she started, then, you know, she's worked with Facebook, and from there entering into parenthood, and then entering into, you know, being from the South, getting married to North. That story is for the next episode. And then growing up a child, growing up also with a child, and then cooking and social media and lot of stuff covered up in today's episode. So main zyada baat nahi karunga, because I would really want all of you to listen to Shikha and her story, right? And in the next episode, again, we talk about daily life, we talk about mental health issues, we talk about how social media can be used to put across your point in such a way that people actually connect with you. It doesn't look fake. Plus also the cultural differences that India had, you know, there was this question that I was waiting right till the end to ask Shikha, that she's a South Indian and then she got married to a North Indian family, and then, you know, how has the transition been? So that also has been an interesting journey. The way she puts across thoughts are very, very clear. Having said that, grab your cup of coffee, tea, cold drink, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever it is, put on your headphones, get ready for some nice peppy music, and get ready to listen to some amazing stories from Shikha Singh right away. Sat Sri Akal and welcome to the Biblio Babu Show. I'm your host Amandeep. This is a podcast which I started to help myself. मैंने इतनी किताबें पढ़ी हैं, इतने लोगों से मिला हूँ, इतना ज्ञान सुना है, देखा है. So I thought कि चलो, let me express myself, and जो कुछ देखा सीखा उसे अपनी लाइफ में इम्प्लीमेंट करके, let's see where the life takes me. And yes, it has been
a great journey so far. So in this podcast, we take stories from the books, apply them in real life, and here I am sharing my stories with you. If you're new here, consider subscribing. You can search for The Bibliobabu Show on Google. You can ask Alexa. You can ask Google Assistant. You can go to hubhopper.com. You can search for The Bibliobabu Show on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Gaana, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Aur iske saath, let me take you to today's episode of The Bibliobabu Show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag No Bakchodi.
Hi Shikha, welcome to the show.
Hi Aman, thank you for having me here.
Okay, so before we start any further conversation, or rather I want to kick off this conversation from from the handle of your Instagram account, Trippy Travel Muse. So let's talk about that. Like, how did you come with that name? And it covers a lot of stuff, Trippy and travel and then Muse. So let's hear about it.
So for a long time, my Instagram handle had the name Shikha Singh only. It didn't have this username. So it was around last year or sometime, I thought maybe now I should give a funky username. So I was just thinking. So then when I was thinking, I thought, who am I? Let me put it in the username. So Trippy, yes, because I am kind of trippy. I enjoy partying a lot, but thanks that I'm a mother. No, I cannot do that a lot. But earlier, I used to really party a lot. And I enjoy social drinks. I enjoy boozing at times. So that trippy portion came from there also, because I am a little hippie. Usually when I'm in my colors, I'm a bit hippie. So yeah, that trippy portion came from there. And travel, because yes, that is a very integral part of my life and my growth, I think. But the last few years, travel has been very consistent part. I never compromised on that. So yes, and also because my Instagram has a lot of travel content. So I just wanted to give my user a gist of it that you will have travel things to see here and muse, because yeah, often I do a lot of musing stuff, like writing sometimes, blogging sometimes, and the content I put on my stories is more of muse stuff. So yeah, so my Instagram handle is a complete package of a bit of trippiness, a lot of travel and musing here and there. So anyone who comes to see that page and reads my handle will know, okay, this page has three basic elements. So yeah, that's how I came up with that name.
So working for Facebook and now being a brand yourself on a platform owned by Facebook, how has the journey been?
I am not a brand. Yeah, but then in that connotation, yes, everybody is a brand. But yeah, it has been a good journey. It is nice. I was never very fond of Instagram. I am very socially opinionative, I believe. I really don't care about what somebody will perceive. Though I like perceptions. I like people who are thinker. I like people with perceptions. But at the same time, I do not really care a lot about what and how will somebody perceive. I think everybody has to be opinionative. And what better than a social platform where you can show people put up your opinion.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, as long as I was working with Facebook, I was very social on Facebook, and I really never got into Instagram. But as I was leaving, so when I was working with Facebook, so this Insta story thing was coming up then.
Okay.
When we were there, yeah, so the Insta story thing was coming up then. So like even if you talk about Snapchat, I'm a very bad Snapchat user. I just created a profile and never logged in and never used. I'm very bad with WhatsApp also. That is, I use WhatsApp in the terms of messaging, just passing and receiving the message, no lengthy communications there. So it's been long I gave up on WhatsApp. And Snapchat also never really enticed me. So yeah, Facebook, I was very active as long as I was working with the company. But once, what happens is when you work on a product for a long time and you have to see the when I was working with Facebook, I had to see the Facebook profile every like 8 hours a day. So the time, by the time I left Facebook, I was so done with using the app, so much done that,
correct,
I don't know, suddenly I just lost my interest in the app. So that's how I stopped using Facebook altogether. But then while during my last days in Facebook, so this Instagram Insta story thing was happening, and we employees were the this was being tested on us. So it was pushed onto our apps that employees tumhare saath testing hoga, they'll be testing on us, and if the story works, if the thing works, then they're going to push it live for the users. So when that thing happened, that is when I gained a bit of interest in Instagram, and by the time I had left Facebook, Instagram became my baby, and slowly I started surviving. It became, you know, escape from reality, my ventilating window, my window of meeting new people. So that's how Instagram, so slowly I shifted, and now it has become an altogether world. And in the last few years, I've been pushing a lot of travel content there, and I've been doing a lot of writing there. So yeah, slowly people started recognizing me for my work and liked my page, and that's how I slowly gained a bit of followers. Yeah, but today I feel nice. I really like, you know, there are days when I am sulking. There are days when I'm very sad, when I do not have the patience to really talk to people I'm living with. Because sometimes it becomes very exhausting to even talk to people you're living with. You know, that itself can become a pain. So when you need a escape from reality, when you need to talk to strangers, India is still not a place where you can go and sit in a bar and really talk your heart out to strangers. So Instagram is that place for me. Now that I put a story, now that I put a content, I receive a lot of messages, a new conversation starts, I meet like-minded kind of people, you know, so that's how Instagram became my baby. So that is my experience from Facebook to Instagram.
आप सुन रहे हैं द बिब्लियो बाबू शो, एक पॉडकास्ट जो है हम सबकी हेल्प करने के लिए. तो सुनते रहिए, सुनाते रहिए, शेयर करते रहिए. नाउ लेट्स गो बैक टू द मेन एपिसोड. So, cooking, traveling, reading, and on social media, you're very active, hyperactive on social media also. Plus, yeah. You know, you're a mother. How does all of this sum up under that one name, like Shikha? So, you know, let's hear your journey, like how it has been. What are some of those memorable changes, memorable events rather that happened that kind of, you know, changed you? And then I'll come to another question, which is a little funny, but then let's hear your story first.
I'll first start from the cooking part. So yeah, I still have people frowning at me and, you know, giving me that astonished look that, dude, why do you cook so much, or how do you cook so much? So yeah, going back to that story, my mom was mostly bedridden. As we were growing up, she did not keep well for a long time. Frequently, she had hospital visits. And the second thing was, she was not really a good kitchen person. She would get irritated a lot, and she would not really... she was a very bad kitchen. My mom is a very social person. She likes gathering. She likes meeting up. And she is too much into bhakti, shakti and all that. So she was a very basic cooking person, a very basic cook, I can say. So when we were growing up, there was this time when I was around... when I was in class 8, I do not remember my age, but I remember I was in class 8 something. That year she started falling sick a lot, so there were a lot of hospital visits. So it happened one random time that this time also she was in hospital, and our neighbor was given the job of, you know, making meals for me and my brother. And each time we came from school around in the noon, she would put a box and she would leave food for us. So when that happened for a week or so, my brother stopped. He's just a year elder to me, and he just stopped eating. He said, I do not want to eat what she cooks, the neighbor cooks. So I said, fine, let's do a thing. That was the time I entered the kitchen myself, and I was like, I'll try cooking something. So, you know, because I'm born and raised in Hyderabad, we are all very well acquainted with biryani, and I think that's in the blood. Nobody has to teach you how to make a basic, at least a veg biryani. Nobody has to teach you that. So I began with biryani.
Correct.
And that came out very well. And then since then, I don't know how, I just started owning the kitchen. Like, wherever, whichever house I went or wherever I went, I felt like, yeah, the kitchen belongs to me and I belong to the kitchen. I did not see it as a social taboo, or I did not see it as, like, you know, people still believe that girls do not belong to kitchen, or you shouldn't say that. So not really considering that part. I mean, kitchen has nothing to do with gender, to be frank. If you're a woman and you love cooking, you love cooking. If you're a man, you love cooking, live cooking. So apart from the gender thing, I felt always that I belong to kitchen, or the kitchen belonged to me. It is like, you know, even if I'm very sad or very sick, at least one time a day I have to go to kitchen and cook something, and that really it exhales all my frustration. I feel, you know, that is like a therapy to me. So since class eight, I started doing a lot of cooking. Then my brother was completely feeding on me. He would not eat anything that my mom cooked. So slowly, that's how I started owning kitchen, and my mom completely set back her hands that, okay, fine, now that you have taken the kitchen, it is all yours. So this is how I so cooking then became an integral part. Now it is a part of my routine, and very often, very very frequently, on one such days I feel like I need a break from cooking, or I need somebody to do that. But then I also have this problem that if somebody cooks, I don't really enjoy their meals. At the end of the day, I have to stand and go to the kitchen myself. So that is the part of cooking, and I think this will always be with me for a long time. And I think more than cooking, I love serving. I'm a very generous serve. So I really like, you know, cooking a lot of stuff and then serving it very generously, calling people home, hosting them or feeding them. So that is a part of me. I'm a very generous host, I believe. So yeah, so coming to the other part, that yes, I'm reader. No, I don't think abhi I am reading a lot of stuff. There are a lot of books that have been piled up for a long time. Yeah, I enjoy reading. I used to do a lot of reading, but then, you know, now I do not really find so much time. So yeah, that portion also, because my academics have taken that place. I am studying currently, so yeah, I have to give a lot of attention to my academics. So somehow, you know, my novels took a set back step, but that is there in the plan. I still have plans that maybe one day when I have my career back, I'm going to do a lot of reading. Motherhood, yes, is very tough, and it was all unplanned. So it came hitting on my face. I didn't expect. I had to leave my job and shift from south to north. And, you know, marriages are always a surprise package. Mine was an arranged marriage, and it was a big surprise for me. And now that it was a big surprise, I was trying to sink in the packages of marriage, and I thought maybe I should resume my career, start something here in the north, and then see how life goes. But by the time I could even think of it, I was already expecting a child. And yeah, so that was a big surprise, and it came nothing. I really planned nothing. So the kid happened, and when the kid happened, so the initial time just went in, you know, getting back my body, recovering my body, and, you know, building the baby. The initial 1 year were crucial for both the baby and me. We were bonding up, we were learning new things. I was learning her language, she was learning my language. So the initial year went there. So now when she stepped into year two, I thought maybe now I should, you know, take time for myself. So in the second year, then I thought, ki, first let's resume the career. So to resume the career, I had to finish my last stage of academics. So I thought maybe now I should start studying. So that's how most of my time goes in studying. And I often help my husband in his business. So whatever business he has, we have two stages in this business. One is going and meeting in person, presenting things, and then, you know, when we get the order, the back-end work, factory and delivering thing has been taken care of by him. So I always do the presenting stuff, because he believes you can present, or you can convince them for, you know, you can persuade them for taking up this order. So often that's how most of my traveling happens, because he is tied up with Indian Army. So he has to visit various locations of wherever the Indian Army are posted. So that's how we go to various locations for the meetings, and that's how my travel also happens. So I get content for my Instagram, and I get orders for him. So half of my time is, you know, just going around with him and taking care of his business. The other half of the time is, you know, managing the house, looking after the house chores, cooking, and then teaching my baby. And whatever little time I have, I sit and study. But then basically my most of the night time is like before I go to sleep, I spend it on Instagram. It's like, it is a quality time. I get to talk to people, chat to people. So yeah, about the hyperactive in social media, I think I am hyperactive, but I do not really entertain a lot of conversations or messages during the day hours, because the day hours are like, you know, just feeding my baby takes 3 hours of my day. Each meal goes by for 1 hour. So I have to at least feed her thrice a day. Yeah, so 3 hours just goes there. And then I have to cook three meals. Now that I'm at my in-laws, I've been quarantined at my in-laws. So they are avid eaters, and they really like lavish foods all the time. So most of my day goes by cooking three meals, serving, and then feeding my baby. So during the day, whatever work is done is done. Mm. The rest of the time I keep for my books, or I just take, you know, I just take a power nap because I really need sleep. But when the night falls, when my baby sleeps, I think that is the time I am hyperactive on social media virtually during the day. Whatever I'm doing, I just take a story, I post it off, and I just keep my phone aside. At night, I read all the messages I revert, and, you know, just conversations, engagement, all that happens during the night. So yeah, when clubbed everything together, it definitely is tough. It sometimes takes toll on my mind and my body. I feel suddenly depressed. Like, you know, last 2 to 3 months back, I was going through this phase wherein I was really depressed. I was feeling, I was feeling lost. Like lack of validation or lack of appreciation, because it's really, I think this happens a lot with Indian household wives, and, you know, especially when you're married, you're not appreciated for the contribution you come, because I believe even in India today, people see it as, if a male is going out and earning or making money, or a male is considered to be very more productive than a female. Unless a female also is going out and bringing paychecks, whatever, you stay home, you're raising a baby, you're cooking, that somehow is still not seen as a job. That is still not seen as a full-time role. When a male goes out to work, he has Saturdays and Sundays. When a female is in the house, she doesn't have a Saturday or Sunday. I do not have a Saturday or Sunday. Even if it is a Saturday or Sunday or a rainy day or a winter day or extreme hot day, I will have to leave my bed. I will have to go to the kitchen. If not for anybody, at least for my baby, I'll have to go and cook. If she wakes up and says, Mama, I need this, I have to go and cook it for her. If she says my diaper is full, I'll have to wake up and change her nappies. So I think this has to be given a lot more appreciation. The window has to be opened here. You know, this, while I was working with Facebook, I suggested this. I do not know where my suggestion went, but I suggested this when I was working in Facebook, that when you have these options, you know, when you have this in your bio, you have this option of updating, like, who are you, a doctor or businessman? Or I said, housewife should have another category there, because housewife is in itself a big job. It is a category, you know. You cannot say that, just because this guy is going out, he's working under an organization. This organization has a name, his post has a designation. That is why it is there. We do not have an organization, or we do not have probably a post, but our work is more than anybody else's work. You know, I legit can compare it, because everybody gets an off. Even if it is a Diwali, a housewife has to work. Even if she's on period, she'll have to work, unless she has, you know, maids or cooks around her. So that is there. So I think not everybody has maids and cooks. If I go by the average, 80 to 90% household works are done by the housewife. At least the cooking part are done by our mothers. And also, I believe the mothers are not given the due share. And I feel this only after I being a mother. So there are days when my whole body aches, and the next morning, I just don't feel like waking up. I am like, when I was working, or when I was staying with my parents, or even when I was married, there were days when I didn't want to wake up, and I would stretch it until noon, or I would say, my husband, go get me a coffee. But then when you're a mother, your baby wakes up by 7 and you have to wake up and give them the food or the milk or whatever you want. And then that's how the whole day begins.
Correct.
So yeah, so the whole thing is very hectic. So when I was quarantined at my in-laws, so this became a bit, this thing it became very depressing because I see that no matter how much you give yourself to the house or to the four walls, how much you give all of yours to give them the comfort, it is always, you know, curtained under the fact that हाँ तो ये तुम्हारा काम है, हाँ तो करती क्या हो. सो दैट हिट्स दैट यू डोंट हैव टू टेल मी दैट इट इज माई वर्क. इट इज माई वर्क, आई नो दैट, बट देन आई जस्ट नीड सम अप्रिसिएशन एंड दैट इज नॉट टू मच टू आस्क फॉर. You know, no appreciation, no acknowledgement. That's where, so that was little. So yeah, the whole thing is sometimes very depressing. It is not really as it is on social media. So everybody who knows me on social media or sees my life on social media believes, oh, she's a happy mother, a happy wife, a happy traveler, a nice goody life, all good things, all positive vibes. No, that everybody has a dark side. There are insomniac nights. There are times I shut my phone and then I think of sleeping, but I cannot sleep. There are a lot of unanswered questions in my head too. There are days I don't want to wake up. There are days I don't want to huddle, but then I am left of no choice. So, you know, I think we all have to just act. We have to just pretend strong. And that is, I think, most of the Instagrammers or everyone on Instagram does that. We all are pretending. We're pretending to be happy. We're pretending to be strong. And that's just okay, because happiness, I think, is a very relative term. It is not absolute. Nobody can be happy all the time. It is a very relative term. So I do not know about how my views on that is very on being happy on pretending to be happy. My views are very different there, but pretending to be strong, I think, yes, you have to. You have to sometimes pretend to be strong. That is the only goal to, you know, keep going ahead. Sometimes it is necessary for you to fool your own self that, yeah, I am strong and I have to pretend to be strong, because that's how you have to get going.
Hi, I'm Vaibhav from Baap Beethi of Pregnant Papa podcast, and you are listening to me on the Biblio Babu show with Amandeep.
So I'm also, like, you know, very vocal, and I talk to a lot of people, you know, in my everyday course of profession and personal life. And I always say that, you know, whatever happens on social media per se, it's all, I mean, so that's the logic, you know. So I remember there's this stand-up comedian, Mr. Amit Tandon. So unka maine ek stand-up suna tha kuch 1.5-2 saal pehle, and unki ek baat na mere dil mein baith gayi chaga. He said ki jab se social media, Facebook aur Instagram aur Twitter aaya na, तब से खुश रहने का प्रेशर बढ़ गया.
You know, exactly my point, the validation pressure. So, you know, the other day also, even I was feeling this. I was little, since last 2 days, I'm little down because of my body was aching and I kind of feel feverish. It started raining the other day, the other afternoon, it started raining. I automatically, by nature, my hand went to my mobile and I started shooting the video of the rain. And then I was like, then, you know, the aftermath, the after realization, it came in my mind that in the moment it rains, even before I can enjoy the rain, the pressure is so high that I have to show people on Instagram that, dude, it is raining.
Correct.
And I'm kind of enjoying, but I'm not. I just shot the clip that it was raining. I came back to my room, turned on my AC and went into my bed because I wanted to sleep because I was not well. So now I'm not putting it on the Instagram that it is raining outside, but I'm sleeping inside because I'm not well. I instead shot a clip, put it on social media that, wow, it is raining. So yes, the pressure of, you know, that is why everybody there, most of the stories are pretending. People only try to show the happier side. I'm eating this, I'm wearing this. So, you know, there are very less people who talk about the struggles. And I believe this is also true, because if you're talking about, see, I have been quarantined for 4 months. I am majorly depressed. Now, if I keep talking about my depression for all 4 months, nobody will pay a heed after a point. They'll be like, yaar, this is, you know, that the whole motto is, jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai. Everybody wants content. Everybody wants to see happy things. Ek din, do din, teen din, they will entertain you being depressed. On the fourth day, they will either mute you or unfollow you, saying that she is psycho, sadist, or depressed. And that is why, because everybody knows you will not be accepted at large in society for being gloomy all the time, being sad all the time. Everybody wants to wear their happy caps, that I am happy, my life is, you know, chilled, my life is, you know, very spiced up, pepped up. So the pressure, exactly the word is the pressure of validation, pressure of acceptance is too high, Abhi. Sabko accept hona, everybody wants to get accepted on social media, everybody wants to get the attention on social media. There are a very few people who are out of this whole boundary, whole loop of being accepted and getting validated there. I think they are more valuably happy in life than any of us who really are surviving on the validation for the validation.
Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I certainly hope you liked today's episode and you liked the conversation that we had on today's episode. I really cannot wait for the next episode. And with that, I sign off for today. And I will see you on Saturday with the Side Hustle series, starting off with podcasting as a side hustle. So tab tak sunte rahein, sunate rahein, haste rahein, hasate rahein. Lockdown dwara khul chuka hai and ghar ke bahar jab bhi niklein, suraksha, right? Yeah, safety, correct, right? Yeah, oh, whatever. Be safe, right? You know what to do, you know the drill. Carry a mask, carry a sanitizer, carry your own biscuits to eat. Eat a lot of brains of people because sab log ghar se niklein, sab ka dimaag bhara hua hai. Jao bahar, dimaag khao logon ka, khali kar do dimaag. Cinema halls khul chuke hain. Enjoy your life. Get back on track and I will see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।